From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama travels to New York Monday. He'll deliver a speech on the financial crisis a year after the Lehman Brothers investment bank filed for bankruptcy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama is expected to use this anniversary to talk about the steps his administration has already taken to prop up the financial system and about the changes he thinks are still needed to prevent another financial meltdown in the future. An administration official says Mr. Obama will make a strong case for new financial regulations, both in the U.S. and internationally. Next week, leaders of the world's biggest economies will gather in Pittsburgh for additional talks on reversing the global slowdown. In addition to new regulation, Mr. Obama is calling on Wall Street to act more responsibly and avoid the kind of excessive risk-taking that led to the financial collapse. White House advisor Larry Summers says the president is committed to rebuilding the U.S. economy on a more solid foundation in hopes of avoiding more bubble and bust cycles in the future. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Earlier tonight on 60 Minutes, Mr. Obama said he's confident that he's got the votes to pass his plan to overhaul the nation's health care system. But the president said he has no interest in having a bill get passed that fails.
You know, I intend to be president for a while. And once this bill passes, I own it.
Mr. Obama said the controversial government-run public option is only a means to an end and that he's open to other ideas. Senate negotiators are working on a plan for a nonprofit cooperative system. The Obama administration is reportedly set to issue new guidelines that would give detainees at the Bagram military base in Afghanistan the right to challenge their detention. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
The new rules mean about 600 detainees held at the American-run facility will, for the first time, get a level of due process. The New York Times and Washington Post report the guidelines mean each detainee will be assigned a U.S. military official who will be able to examine evidence against the detainees and gather witnesses and evidence, including classified material. The officials will not be lawyers, but will be able to act on behalf of the detainees in proceedings before a military review board. The changes are expected to be implemented this week after a 60-day congressional review. Groups such as Human Rights First praise the new rules, but are skeptical of whether the changes will stop indefinite detention. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
The chair of the Senate Intelligence Committee is urging the Obama administration to announce a specific withdrawal date for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. California Senator Dianne Feinstein and others in Congress are questioning whether more troops should be sent there. Feinstein told CNN Sunday that she does not think the U.S. will be able to build a democratic state in Afghanistan. Stocks in Japan have been losing ground. Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei average has fallen 2.5% in Monday trading. This is NPR News. Kim Clijsters has made history at the U.S. Open. She is the first unseeded player to win the women's title and the first mom to win a major since 1980. She beat Denmark's Caroline Wozniacki earlier tonight. Meanwhile, an investigation is underway into Serena Williams' on-court behavior during last night's semifinal. She's already been fined $10,000 for an angry outburst directed at a line judge. Roger Federer has moved a step closer to his sixth U.S. Open men's title. He beat Novak Djokovic in straight sets in an exciting semifinals match at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Tondalea Wilder reports from New York.
This was no cakewalk for the Swiss defending champion. His opponent Djokovic traded powerful baseline shots, almost an equal amount of aces, and even some fantastic touch volleys. But Federer proved too formidable, hitting 49 winners to just 31 for his challenger. Federer had the crowd on its feet after he hit a winner backwards between the legs to set up match point. The world's number one will try to become the first player to win six straight titles at the U.S. Open since Bill Tilden did it in the 1920s. Next up, Federer will take on Juan Martin Del Potro for the championship and $1.6 million paycheck. For NPR News, I'm Tondalea Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says the nation's first round of swine flu shots could begin sooner than expected.
We're on track to have an ample supply rolling by the middle of October, but we may have some early vaccine as early as the first full week in October.
She told ABC's This Week she's confident the vaccine will be available in time to beat the peak of the expected flu season. This is NPR News.